Thank you for calling customer services. Riley, how may I help you?
Yes, I was, I did the survey and I put in my information to receive the watch as a gift, but I'm not sure if it actually accepted it because I went to go back and it's like I already sent it, but I didn't really finish it, so.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
The what?
Your zip code, please.
Oh, it's 74020.
And your first and last name, please.
It's Tiffany Tolbert, T-I-F-A-N-Y.
Okay. And then can you verify your shipping address, please?
It's 102 North Dunlap Street, Cleveland, Oklahoma.
Great. And this was for the Vibe Watch?
Yeah.
Okay. It does look like that payment did go through.
Okay. And I have a question. I was reading the terms and everything. So when I call on, like, the day before the 14th day to cancel the reoccurring, does that mean I send the watch back also?
Okay.
Or I keep that?
It's not a recurring charge. What it is if you don't call within the 14 days to cancel, on the 15th day, you'll get charged the full price of the watch. However, if you do call within that 14 days, you know, saying that you don't like the watch, you would have to return it.
Oh, so it's not really a gift. You do have to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am. After the 14 days are over, to see if you like it.
Oh.
So if you give us a call with the before the 14 days are over, you won't get charged at full price.
Okay, and then but I don't keep the watch. I send it back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and am I being charged for the shipping back?
The only shipping part that you're going to be charged is the $7.92, and that's it. There's not going to be a second shipping.
Okay. I guess I should have read that better or called before I did that. I didn't realize that's what it. I just wanted to be clear.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. And have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.